This is episode 2316 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley and welcome. How are you doing today? I hope you're well. We are at day four of our series we've been exploring. We have a special theme this week. We're following along with the book Tea Life, Tea Mind by Soshitsu Sen, the 15th Grand Tea Master in Japan. And this is a book that introduces you to what I learned when I studied Japanese tea ceremony in Japan when I lived there. And it is the 80-20 ritual, a beautiful approach to living your life. It's about showing up as your best, still giving your 100% best effort, but allowing that things will inevitably arise that will often change the best laid plans. And when you are in the Japanese tea ceremony, you allow for unexpected weather, or maybe the food or the tea doesn't come out as well as you had hoped. Whatever it may be, you allow yourself the grace to roll with the punches life gives you. So there really are no expectations when you approach your life in this way. You simply show up as your best and let whatever the world is going to do to happen, because after all, you are part of the world. So sometimes things will happen beyond your control, but you're able to manage how you respond to these occurrences. You have an 80-20 challenge this week. How is your challenge coming along? Your challenge is to consider some part of your life that could benefit greatly from this 80-20 way of living your life. Maybe it's in regard to a relationship that you might be struggling with. And so you do your best sharing and caring for someone and allowing them to go through a difficult time, or allowing them to be unappreciative of you. Allowing this and not so much accepting it, but just knowing that people go through different seasons in their lives. And if you're in a long-term relationship with someone, maybe it's a sibling you've lived with your whole life, or your romantic partner, or a parent, or a child, there will be times when the affection is less and times when it's greater. And you will go through these same seasons. So you allow this patience with life around you, with grace and care and understanding. When you're doing the Japanese tea ceremony, there are hundreds of very distinct moves, and these moves have been rehearsed many times so that you could do them blindfolded in the dark. This allows you to focus on the main principles of the Japanese tea ceremony. These principles are purity, respect, harmony, and tranquility. The guests, the host, everyone is aware of these four important qualities of the tea ceremony. And the tea ceremony itself allows you to let go of the cares and worries of the world and simply enjoy the simple act of sipping a cup of tea together. So as you settle yourself down to meditate, I want to share with you some wise words of wisdom from Soshitsu Sen from his book, Tea Life, Tea Mind. This is from page 60. In our everyday life, we are buffeted by forces beyond our control. We are controlled by objects, the user becomes the used. The Rinzai sect of Zen says that we should be centered so that wherever we are, whatever happens, we never lose the infant-like primal mind we are born with. This primal mind is the same as the no mind or emptiness of mind of Zen. If we are one with it, we can overcome our self-consciousness and attachments. In order for us to reach this state, we need a discipline or way along which to travel in search of our primal mind. Similar to the way given by a koan, it must be directly applicable to our lives. I invite you now to settle yourself down and get ready to let go of your attachments, your thoughts, and begin to focus on one thing only. Choose what you need most in your life today. Bring that into your meditation. If you're focusing on peace, allow yourself to unfold into a spirit of peace. You might hear noises around you or feel tension or have restless thoughts. It's all good. Still, continue to unfold into what peace will be like for you today, accepting whatever happens. I invite you to place your hand in a mudra to stimulate your mind in a way to support what you're wanting to achieve right now. This is called the Apanvaya Mudra. It helps you to open your heart to whatever comes your way. With your hands on your lap or on your knees, palms upward, doing this with both hands, fold down your index finger and touch the very bottom or base of your thumb. Now take your thumb tip and touch your middle finger and ring finger tips with your thumb tip. Your little finger will be gently extended outward. This supports your heart. Begin to open your heart to whatever comes your way. Allowing yourself to embrace all of life of which you are a part of. Continue to meditate, allowing yourself to sink into stillness. If your mind wanders, and it likely will, focus on your breath and mentally affirm, peace flows through me. You are so worth slowing down for.